Warming temperatures are still expected to occur across a large part of the U.S. Midwest as we move forward through this next 5 to 7 days. And this will be a welcome break, but enjoy it while you can, because it does look like it will get colder again as we get closer to the final days of February and early March. The temperatures this afternoon will still be rather chilly across the majority of the Midwest. We'll expect to see temperatures only in the single digits and teens in the upper portions of the region, from northern portions of Iowa and northwestern Illinois to the Canada border. And 20s and 30s will occur in the rest of the lower eastern Midwest, with a couple of readings perhaps getting up close to 40 near the Ohio River. But this will be the coldest day. We'll look for the temperatures overnight tonight to get rather nippy as well, and we'll expect to see sub-zero readings occurring from west central and northwestern Illinois through a big part of central and eastern Iowa and Wisconsin up towards the Canada border again. We'll look for single digits and teens in most other areas overnight tonight, and again, we'll likely see the cold beginning to abate once more. And we will, on Sunday morning, likely see some chilly weather still in the eastern Dakotas and portions of Minnesota, but outside of that, everyone will start to warm up. Our lowest temperatures as we get into the early part of next week may be confined to the 20s and 30s in some locations across the area. Afternoon temperatures in the southern U.S., from Texas into the southeastern corner of the country, are likely to get into the 60s and 70s as we get to the end of the weekend and through the first half of next week. Some of that warmth will work its way into the lower parts of the Midwest. Temperatures will likely work their way up into the 50s and 60s across the region, from Kansas into portions of Kentucky and southernmost sections of Indiana and Ohio. And we'll expect to see the warmth beginning to set the stage for a contrast in air mass temperatures as we move into the end of next week and the following weekend, as a cold surge starts to evolve across the upper portions of the Midwest. That cold surge will eventually set the stage for a larger storm system to begin to impact portions of the Midwest, and this will likely take place as we move forward into that second weekend of the two-week outlook. Right now, that storm system is still in its developmental stage in the model data, and there's not a lot of consistency there as to exactly how it will come together, but it looks like the western Corn Belt and portions of the Great Lakes region could be impacted significantly with a rain and snow event initially, followed by a couple of smaller systems that will impact the rest of the Midwest, the Delta, and the southeastern states as we get into that second weekend of the two-week outlook and on into the last days of February. Colder air will come in behind it as well, leaving us in a position to suffer some more from the colder biased conditions as we go into March. Down in South America today, the forecast is still promoting a favorable mix of rain and sunshine for most of Argentina, and it looks like Brazil is going to see an increase in precipitation, and there's a fair chance that Brazil's rainfall pattern will become something a lot closer to normal as we move forward the next week to 10 days. Relief will come to all of those areas that have been suffering from dryness here recently, and as that relief evolves, we're probably going to see a change in the overall attitude about what's left of the crop over there. Certainly some yield loss and quality decline has occurred in the last few weeks because of the dryness, but it looks like some timely rains will help to put that to an end, at least for a while. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.